I realize it's a lot of information that Gary has presented to you, all important. We are recording this, and we will be putting the recording of the proceedings here on the blog. My job right now is to give you a primer on what the district is proposing to active employees and to retirees. It's based on the CalPERS health plans. And I give you the website, and you have it in your handout. You've gotten the handout when you came in. When you go to this link, you'll actually see all of the plans that CalPERS offers. There are 17 plans. Kaiser and the PERS PPO plans are only four of those plans. So if you want a copy of the plans that we're going to be discussing today, you can go to this website and you'll see the details as we go on here. This is the three PERS PPO plans that are offered. One is called the PERS Care, one is called the PERS Choice, and one is the PERS Select. The district is offering active employees and retirees the PERS Choice PPO plan. This includes what they call a basic plan, which is for the active employees, basically, and the supplement plan, which is for the retirees. And in order to be on the supplement plan, you have to be on Medicare. So what happens is there are retirees who are not on Medicare, so they will be put on the basic plan with the actives. So I'm going to go into the two plans. This is the basic plan. And so as I said, the plan covers all full-time active employees. That's the faculty and the ASCC employees. That's administrators, supervisors, classified, and confidential. And it does include retirees who do not qualify for the supplement plan. And those are retirees who are under age 65 because they don't qualify for Medicare. There are those who are 65 or older who do not qualify for Medicare because they didn't pay into it. They didn't pay into Social Security or Medicare. And then there are those who are living outside of the country, and because Medicare does not allow the use of Medicare outside of the country, so they would be put on the basic plan. The supplement plan, this is meant for retirees only. Now this is one of the points of contention that we have, because by settlement agreement, actually by contract and settlement agreement, tier one retirees are supposed to get the same plan as actives. But no, we're not getting the same plan as actives. We're getting this supplement plan instead of the basic plan. Now as you're going to learn from the details that you're going to hear from Marta, the supplement plan is superior to the basic plan. However, if we decide to sue, if we decide this is the only course of action, if the district decides to take unilateral action, then this is one of the points of contention, is that they can't do it. They can't actually go and subscribe to CalPERS because retirees are not supposed to get anything different than the active employees. The other thing is that in order to be on the supplement plan, you have to be 65 or older and qualify for Medicare. And so this is another point of contention. Tier 1 employees, who are employees entitled to lifetime benefits, are not required to enroll in Medicare. So we would be forced, those of us who are qualified to be on Medicare, but are not currently enrolled, we would all be forced to enroll in Medicare. And there's been some concern about that because there's a feeling among many of the retirees that there are a lot of physicians who do not accept Medicare, and they are afraid they would lose their doctors. You'll get more information about this through Martha's presentation. As far as Tier 2 retirees, they are by contract required to enroll in Medicare, so there is no point of contention there. So at this point, we're going to begin the comparison of the CalPERS plans to what we have now, the Anthem Blue Cross plans. We'll start with a paragraph that appears in both the basic and the supplement plan that says important information. And I'm going to give you a minute to read this important information that appears on both plans early on in the plans. Can would someone like to tell me what this means?
Yeah. All bets are off. Can't tell on anything.
It says that any benefit in the plans that we have, either in the basic or supplement plan, can be changed or even eliminated. And their only obligation is to tell us the effective date. Now, I had this question at a meeting we had on January 23rd with CalPERS representatives. It was a meeting we requested, the Retirees Association requested, and we invited the district, of course, and Burnham, their insurance broker, the SEIU representatives and AFD representatives. We were all there. So when it came time for me to ask a question, I told them about this paragraph, and I said, why is this statement in the plan, and what is its purpose? There were three representatives on the panel, and there was silence. It's like the first time they'd seen this. Anyway, one of them ventured to give me an answer. He says, oh, well, that just means that over time, let's say last year you had a certain benefit, it's just no longer available this year. I said, that's not what this says. This says that CalPERS can change or eliminate any benefit anytime it wants, even during the time that we're enrolled in this plan. More silence. He said, we'll have to get back to you on that. This was another question associated with the same paragraph. What I discovered is that the two plans that are being offered to us, to actives and retirees, the basic and the supplement, have this statement in it. But there are two PPO plans, the Care Basic and the Select Basic, that do not have this statement. So I asked, why do some CalPERS PPO plans have this statement and others do not? More silence, and we'll have to get back to you on that. These are the experts who are not familiar with their own plans. The only other question I had really was for the chancellor. He wasn't present, so I gave the written questions to Katie Lyon, and who responded to me by email. And so what follows are the questions and the responses by Katie Lyon. Chancellor Gillespie has indicated that as part of the CalPERS proposal, the district would pay for the Medicare premiums of retirees. And I have in parentheses that Katie Lyon responded on January 28, 2020, and here are the answers. Does this include all Tier 1 and Tier 2 retirees and their spouses? Now, the answer includes the word, the estimate includes. And by estimate, they made an estimate as to how much it would cost the district to pay for the premiums for all of the retirees. So the estimate includes retirees and dependents who were already enrolled in Medicare as of September 2018. So that begs the question. That was September 2018. If we were to go with CalPERS, all retirees who qualify for Medicare would be required to enroll during that year. So would they be included in this? That's another question I asked Katie. She hasn't gotten back to me. The other question, does it include all retirees and their spouses who are already current enrolled in Medicare? Well, they answered that in part A. C, does it include all retirees and their spouses who are currently enrolled in Medicare but will not be qualified to enroll when they reach the age of 65? This is kind of an iffy question or answer. It sounds like it's a no, but it sounds like they might. So you'll have to read for that for yourselves and figure it out yourselves.
You want a legal interpretation of that? That means no.
Okay, it means no. We've got a legal interpretation.
Circle individuals, five persons. I've been doing law stuff for years, so that's called a
wrap up. Okay. All right. D, does it include retirees and spouses who do not qualify for Medicare? This is a no. Okay. So if they don't qualify for Medicare, it says we'll continue to B-rate these. B-rate, I think, continue to be in the basic plan with the active employees.
If you rate
the stuff, that's a little bit. Yeah. That's what I'm interpreting that it means that you remain on the. So I asked Katie about that. She never got back to me. So we'll clarify that. Does it include paying the penalties of retirees and their spouses who did not enroll when they were 65 years of age? The answer is yes. Does it include retirees and their spouses whose income levels require them to pay more than the basic premiums? And does it include their penalties? The answer is yes. Okay, this concludes my presentation. And because of time, I'm just going to ask.
But in the meantime, I'd like to play with the thing and try to get my presentation up.
Okay.
So they said I need to do it. Yes.